The first time I learned English was in my kindergarten. And actually, I was in an international kindergarten, so actually, when I was in K1, I needed to learn English directly, and I didn't learn any Cantonese, and the whole school needs to use our English book and English exercise, and I need to have examination in English. And so I think it's a really good way for children like me to learn English in a really small age to now, so that I can use English more confidently when I grow up.
How did your teachers teach you? Like, do you have a brief idea as to like how they teach you or how they encourage you to learn English?
Actually, we usually had a playgroup, something like playgroup, and one teacher responds for about 4 to 5 students, and actually every day we just play and use English to communicate, and we learned new words by using the object, and they would tell us this object is what, like apple, and you need to follow her. And so actually we learn English in a really casual way.
And that's great. I think it's a more open environment, and I guess it's more casual, and it's not really that tightened as to, you know, restricting a learning process in a classroom.
Yeah.
So I was also curious, like, what any unforgettable or memorable things happened, you know, while you're having fun there?
Memorable. Let me think. I think the most memorable one would be we need to have an English drama, because it's very difficult for little children to do that, because we are not used to speak English and it is not our mother language, but we try our best to do the whole drama in English. And so teacher give us many guidance, and I think we really learn a lot, and we become more confident to speak English before people, and I think it's really good.
Do you remember what the play, what the drama was about?
It was difficult. I don't remember.
It's okay. We can talk about your most memorable reading experience. Any, you know, fiction, nonfiction, or reading materials you find memorable?
Actually, I quite like reading fiction books, and also I like reading. I remember my first long story is Twilight, and the second one is Harry Potter, because at first I want to read Harry Potter, but I think it's a bit difficult to remember the words. So someone recommended me to read Twilight, and I think it's a love story, you know, girls like
right,
me,
yeah.
Some kind of love story, and I think it's a really good book. And then I start to love reading books, English books or Chinese books.
Nice. In the session of the hobbies, you also, you know, feel in reading. So I guess any other, except for Twilight and Harry Potter, have you read any other fiction?
Let me think. Actually, I read a lot of English books when I was more, but I don't remember exactly the name. I just read a lot of story books when I need to learn English from that.
I see. So how would you describe the language usage between Harry Potter and Twilight? Because you mentioned Harry Potter, in your opinion, is a little bit, difficult for you. So why is the case?
That's because Harry Potter, they use a lot of magical words and a lot of words that I haven't seen before. But Twilight is just like a diary from a girl, so I think it's more easy to understand.
I see. So, many people learn English through reading. So, but reading is a really personal experience as well. So, do you mind telling me how reading has helped you in learning English?
Because when I first started reading books, actually I just check every word in the dictionary when I met some words that I don't understand. But I think it's a bit troublesome to just check every word, because there are so many words that I don't understand. So after that, I just try to guess from the whole sentence to know some of the words, the meaning, and I think it's really helpful for me to do a lot of exercises when I'm in a secondary school or in a university.